Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With the 6th pick in the 2025 NBA Draft, the Washington Wizards select Trey Johnson from the University of Texas.
So, with the understanding, Max, and all of you listening, that we don't know anything really about 18 and 19-year-olds entering a grown man league, which is what the NBA is, it's not going to stop any of us from having an opinion. It's not going to stop me from having an opinion on what the Wizards did last night, and I won't bury the lead. I liked it. Good morning, everybody. Eric Flack from WUSA Channel 9 will join me in about 40 minutes with the latest on the RFK deal. There are hurdles still yet to clear. And some of those were put up in front of the team and in front of the mayor yesterday. So we'll get the latest on that. I know that there's a lot of angst with many of you about what the city council is doing and how long they're taking and now separating it from the actual budget bill and not getting it voted on by the deadline on the initial deal, the initial term sheet that was negotiated July 15th, and the situation that puts the team into. Eric Flack, WUSA Channel 9, in 40 minutes to explain all of it. Chase Hughes, who covers the Wizards for Monumental Sports, will be our guest at 11, and there's a possibility of another guest during the 12 o'clock hour. You're going to hear everybody that spoke last night about the Wizards draft, including the general manager, Will Dawkins, who held a press conference after round one, and we'll get what his thinking was on Trey Johnson and on Will Riley. So, I saw a friend of mine this morning getting coffee, and he's a big Hoops fan, big Wizards fan, and I said, so what did you think? And he said, they drafted LeBradford Smith. I'm like, oh my God. He's like, he plays just like him. You know, everybody's got an opinion. And I said, well, you know what? You might be right. You might be right. LeBradford Smith, of course, of the famous LeBradford Smith story is when he scored, I think it was like 38 against Jordan in Chicago in the early 90s, and said to him after the game, put his arm around him and said, nice game, Mike. And they played the next night or two nights later, and Jordan told his teammates, I want to get 37 in the first half against this guy. It turns out he ended up with 47 for the game. Now, I do think I remember from The Last Dance, Jordan said he kind of exaggerated that story about LeBradford Smith. Is that what it was? He made the whole thing up,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he to made it up himself? All in his head. Yeah, to motivate himself, as you know, true competitors do.
Yeah, hard to change a story like that with one documentary, but you remembered that he changed, that he gave us the truth in The Last Dance, and I remembered that there was something in there about it, but still, one of those great Jordan stories. I don't know if Trey Johnson's going to end up being a LeBradford Smith. Look, I liked the pick. We talked about Trey Johnson a lot on the show yesterday in particular. That was of the guys that were more likely than not going to be there at six. That's who I wanted. I think that Trey Johnson comes into this league with something that you're guaranteed to get. You don't know about a lot of things when they're 18 or 19 years old, but when you can shoot the basketball like he can, and he is a very good shooter. I mean, the stroke is perfect. It's perfect off the bounce. It's perfect off the catch. It's perfect posting up and fading away. It's perfect at the free throw line. When you get a player that can shoot, that's something that never goes away. I mean, he'll be 75. And he'll still be burying jump shots from 23, 24 feet. So they got something in Trey Johnson that you know he'll bring to the NBA. Now, all of the rest of it, can he guard? Can he play pick and roll? Can he get to the rim? Can he finish at the rim? Can he play in all sorts of different environments and systems and with certain kinds of players versus others? We'll learn all that. He's 19 years old. What you saw at Texas was you saw a guy who was legitimately high-level competitor, fearless. His very first game, we talked about some of his games on the show yesterday. His very first game, Ohio State in Vegas, he goes out and gets 29. On 20 shot attempts in his first game as a true freshman, 10 threes. He was 5 for 10 from behind the arc. He was 10 for 20 from the floor, and he had 29 points. In the SEC, you played against the best. That league last year was unbelievable. It basically, what did we have at one point? Four of the top five teams in the country were out of the SEC. You know, Florida, Auburn, Alabama, and Tennessee. I think we're all in the top five simultaneously. Kentucky was really good. Ole Miss was good. Texas A&M was good. Arkansas came on at the end of the year. The league was brutal, so he went against the best, and he did well against the best. And yeah, there were nights where he didn't shoot it well. There were nights where he was held down a bit. But this guy, if you watched anything leading into the draft, even if it was just highlights, which does not tell the whole story, you realize that this dude was highly competitive, that he is not only a shooter but a scorer, and he's absolutely fearless and confident. I don't know what the hell he was wearing last night with the white socks. It looked a little bit odd, but I loved the interview that he did with his father, with Monica McNutt. I thought that was a great interview, and he ribbed his father a little bit for kind of forgetting his age. But I love Trey Johnson. I was not an Ace Bailey guy. Ace Bailey is incredibly talented, but look, we're not going to ever need to, you know, debate that because he wasn't available. He went very surprisingly to him to Utah at number five, the pick before the Wizards picked. You know, there was a lot of discussion about Ace Bailey on the pregame and during those first picks. You know, the pre-draft process that was not handled well, at least based on how NBA teams viewed it. And, you know, that was one of the reasons he had been mocked for 2 years in the top three and was potentially falling to the Wizards at six or perhaps even further than that. Some suggested that Ace Bailey had a deal in hand, had a commitment from a team in hand, and that's why he ditched the pre-draft process. He was okay going to, say, the Wizards at six. Well, it turns out he goes to Utah at five, and he claims there was no deal, and he was surprised and said he had no clue that they were interested in him. So we'll never have to debate unless you feel like they should have been aggressive in trying to trade up. And look, there were stories out there earlier in the week that the Wizards were interested in trading up. We don't know if it was for Bailey. It could have been for Edgecombe. It could have been for Dylan Harper. Could have been for Knupple. Who knows who it was for? But they weren't able to trade up, even if there was some interest in trading up. They did not have the choice of Ace Bailey and other players. They had the choice of Trey Johnson, if you were a Jeremiah Fears fan, I was very surprised to see Yegor Demin, the player that I was hoping the Wizards at 18, if they didn't get Derek Queen in a trade-up, I was hoping Demin might be there at 18, or they might only have to trade up a few spots. I saw his mocks from anywhere from 12 to 22. So when he went 8, I was surprised. I thought he was the best passer of the players that I watched in sort of looking ahead to this draft. And at 6'8", 6'9", that he was actually going to be able to play point guard in the NBA. He went 8 overall. I doubt the Wizards were going to take him at 6, but who knows? Well, they didn't, because they took Trey Johnson. I love Trey Johnson as a college player, as a one-year college player, as a 19-year-old. I think this guy has a chance to be a big-time scorer in the NBA. We'll find out. One thing he can do, there is no doubt about this, he can shoot it. And I think he can score, not just as a shooter, but as an off-the-dribble creator scorer, as a post-up at 6'5", 6'6". So I'm excited about Trey Johnson. I think, you know, with Carrington, with, you know, it'll be C.J. McCollum. Look, with C.J. McCollum and Marcus Smart on the roster, you've got two veteran players who are also two high IQ veteran players, in Smart's case, high IQ and highly competitive. Like, you know, it'll be a good, I think, developmental situation for Trey Johnson. And then the Wizards at 18 traded back. And I got to tell you, man, at 18, I kept thinking Walter Clayton Jr. We talked about him a lot. I didn't understand why he was being mocked in the 20s, you know, somewhere from like 22 to 28, you saw with Clayton Jr. It didn't make any sense to me. I thought he should have been in the lottery personally. But when he was there at 18, which we expected he would be, and the Wizards were on the clock, I'm like, that's who they have to take. They've got to take Walter Clayton Jr. I don't care that he's, you know, an old man at 22. I don't care that he played 4 years of college basketball, not all of it at high level, the last two at Florida. The guy is a big-time scorer. He is a separator. He's got a quick release. He is clutch. You know, there was some, you know, talk about they didn't think he was a good decision maker in pick and roll. I didn't see that. And sure enough, Washington at 18, on behalf of the Utah Jazz, after they traded back, the Utah Jazz selected Walter Clayton Jr. at 18. I saw that the trade was in the process of being made, and then when I saw who Utah took, I was like, you've got to be kidding me. So the Wizards went back, and at 21, they took Will Riley, another player that we mentioned yesterday. I said at 18, here are the guys that if they took them, I wouldn't be upset. And Will Riley was one of those guys. Will Riley was the sixth man of the year in the Big Ten. Another super competitive, high motor, you know, player. He can really shoot it. You know, I watch a lot of Big Ten basketball, Maryland, obviously, in particular, but watch a bunch of Big Ten games. And that's kind of it this past year until the tournament or late in the season, in part because we had a really good football team that was playing deep into January. But Will Riley just kept getting more minutes, getting more trust. And you could see he could play. Like, he had NBA potential. And I like the pick. You know, they traded back and got a guy that I'm sure they felt like they could get at 21, because I think for the most part, Will Riley was late first round projected, mid to late 20s, some second round in mocks. I like Will Riley. I liked watching him this year when he was at Illinois. You know, Illinois is one of the few Big Ten teams that plays kind of an NBA style. They play a lot of up-tempo, a lot of taking it out of the, you know, off the rim and pushing it, taking it out of the bucket and inbounding it and getting it up court. They've always played that way. And I like both picks. I would have preferred Clayton Jr. I would have preferred a trade-up to get Derek Queen. Yes, Derek Queen would have been phenomenal, even with a trade-up.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Who else in this draft at 18? At 18, honestly, I was like, it's Clayton Jr. And then when they traded back, I was like, well, Will Riley's on the board, and the guy Newell is on the board. We talked a little bit about him. I think Neek Clifford's on the board. I know we talked about him from Colorado State, the kid who had a great game against Maryland in the tournament. We talked about Jace Richardson from Michigan State, Jason Richardson's son. So there were a bunch of guys there. So any of those guys I would have been fine with. I like the draft, but what the hell do we know? 18, 19 years old. It's going to play out over 6-7 years. You know, I went back yesterday after the show because I wanted to kind of get a sense of what the NBA draft really is. Because I've said many times over the years, look, this is not the NFL draft. This is a draft in which a smaller, much smaller percentage of the players that are picked are not going to contribute. And in fact, many of them won't even be in the league in 5 years. And if they are in the league, they're at the end of a bench somewhere. The NFL draft, by definition, because of roster size, is just a much better opportunity. You know, more players are selected because there are more jobs available. 53-man rosters, 90 people that go to camp. The NBA is just much different, much smaller rosters. Not to mention, the NBA draft typically is picking from a pool of players that have played, on average, probably a year and a half to 2 years. Whereas in the NFL, it's 3 to 4 years, sometimes more than that. And physical maturity and mental maturity, you would think that it's more important in the NFL, but actually it's equal. The NBA is a grown man's league. Older teams, until this year, older teams typically are teams that win the most. You really don't know about a player until he's been in the league 4 to 5 years. If he comes in at 18, that's 22, 23. 19, 20, that's 23, 24, 25. You really don't know. I went back yesterday and I just went back 8 years in the draft. Arbitrarily, I just picked 2017. Other years would have matched up. But I'm like, 8 years, you know, when you're coming in at 18, 19, and you're 25, 26, 27, that's kind of the prime of somebody's career. Maybe the beginning of the prime in NBA terms, but it's in the prime. And I went back, and when you look at the 2017 draft, it produced two players who we would all say are star players. One of them you might say superstar, you know, borderline debatable top five. Those two players, and it was only two, Jason Tatum and Donovan Mitchell. Out of 60 players picked, two turned into massive contributing star players. You go through the drafts that followed. It was like 2018, you only had two, Luka and SGA. 2019, you didn't really have any. You don't have any star players from that draft. Zion Williamson went number one overall. Ja Morant super early. You know, Zion Williamson has star potential, can't stay healthy. Ja Morant, you could call him a borderline star, but he can't seem to stay out of trouble or can't stay healthy. 2020 was Anthony Edwards and Tyrese Halliburton. That's the list. When you go back to 2017, listen to this. 17 of the 60 players, 17 are still in the league playing, in getting ready to play or having played their eighth season. 17 out of the 60. 30 out of the 60 were out of the league in 5 years or less. Half the players. So its impact, you know, is legitimate if you can find a player or two. It's just so hard to find those players. And they come in all manners, all spots in the draft. We know that. You know, just look at recent MVPs. Jokic 41st in the second round. SGA at 11. Kawhi at 15. Giannis at 15. Steph at 7 overall. The Wizards' goal last night was to be in 5, 6, 7 years, 8 years from now. You look back on 2025 and you say, they got one of the two. They got one of the two or three that legitimately turned into a star. They got it number 6 in Trey Johnson. They got it right. Or at 21, they got it right with Will Riley. Turned into a star. Would have been much more fun last night had the Wizards had the first pick. Had they won the draft lottery and been able to select Cooper Flagg. I was thinking about that, and I'm sure we talked about it on draft lottery day after. But if the Wizards had had the first pick in the draft last night, that would have been a massive local story. Massive. Because the Wizards, let's face it, of the four professional teams, you can throw in some of the college teams, they are dead last right now in relevance. Dead last. Now, I like what they're doing. I think what they're doing is the right way to do it. It doesn't guarantee anything, but I am on board and was on board when Winger and Dawkins and company came in and said, this is what we're going to do. I am on board for this. And we are now, you know, in our third draft. By the way, they added a second round pick, so they're back in the draft as part of the trade back with Utah. They also added two future second rounders for the three spot drop. So they do have a second rounder tonight. It's 43 overall. They were at 40 overall. They traded that to New Orleans as part of the Jordan Poole, CJ McCollum, Kelly Olynyk trade. I like what they're doing. We're in the third of what will probably be 4 to 5 drafts that have to produce either enough ammo to make trades to bring in star players or right before they become star players or land those star players via these 4 to 5 drafts. We're in draft 3 of probably 5 drafts that will tell the tale 5 years from now. And so far, they've added good players, Koulibaly and Sarr and George and Carrington and A.J. Johnson, and hopefully last night, Trey Johnson and Will Riley. You know, there is some promise. God, they are young. They are, we got a lot of 18, 19, 20, and 21-year-olds. And, you know, if you're interested, then you'll pay attention to this process of watching them play NBA games and seeing whether or not the Wizards got it right from an evaluation standpoint. That's most important. And then secondly, almost as important, player development. You got to be really good at developing these players when you get them. And then you got to be really good at retaining them. So there's still, you know, other things that have to happen. But I like the draft. I, you know, as much as you can like it without really knowing much about players this age. I was a fan of Trey Johnson heading into this draft and said that I wanted them to take Trey Johnson at 6. That was of the players that were more likely than not going to be available. At 18, I would have loved Walter Clayton Jr. I really wanted Derek Queen. He ended up going 13 to New Orleans after a trade. And that might be a good fit. They've got to be a healthy team, obviously. Once he was gone, Yegor Damon was gone. I loved him. Walter Clayton Jr. Was fine for me at 21. I'm sorry, Will Riley was fine for me at 21, but I would have preferred Walter Clayton Jr. at 18, which is what Utah took after trading up with the Wizards. Mentioned Queen. I have not mentioned Sorber. Wow, was he emotional. Good for him. He goes to the champs at 15. From Georgetown, the 6'9", big from Georgetown. You know, I watched the whole draft. There are things about the draft that are just so infuriating. I don't know why the NBA can't get this right. Why do they do what they do on draft night with trades? I know it has something to do with the league calendar and trades can't become official, etc., but stop it. This is a television show. You've got to make it easy for your fans, for the consumers of this, and you just make it so hard. It's not that hard. We have a trade. The Washington Wizards at 18 have traded number 18 to the Utah Jazz for the Utah Jazz's first round pick number 21 overall, their second round pick number 43 overall, and two future second round picks. With the 18th pick in the 2025 NBA draft, the Utah Jazz select Walter Clayton Jr. And then when he walks to the stage, they have a Utah Jazz hat, not a Wizards hat, for him to put on. It's been the dumbest thing for years. I don't care about, you know, CBAs and trade official debt, you know, when trades can become official. It's all so dumb, and it's terrible for the consumer, and it's terrible for their draft presentation. It's terrible. Not only that, last night you had the situation in which the commissioner was stepping to the podium and announcing trades that had happened 4 and 5 picks earlier, and then confusing everybody even more before the team that was on the clock, who had also traded, but then he announces it as their pick. My God, Adam Silver is a smart guy. How he hasn't, you know, gotten together with everybody around the table and said, we got to fix this. This is a very confusing night for our fans, and by the way, for people who are casual fans of the league. The NFL draft has become, let's face it, after the NFL games and college football games, the NFL draft is probably the third most popular, you know, product out there. They do it right. Could you imagine Goodell and the other owners if they're, you know, got guys coming up, putting on, you know, holding up jerseys of the wrong team, not the team that they were going to play for? It's got to be one of the dumbest things in sports. And how a smart guy like Adam Silver hasn't solved it, I don't know. And you had so many trades last night, so the confusion level was at an all-time high. All right. Max wants to weigh in. I want to know what Max thinks about these picks. I'm also going to play for you some of what Will Dawkins, the general manager of the Wizards, what he said about their draft last night. We'll do that and more and get an update at 10:40 from Eric Flack from Channel 9 on the latest regarding the RFK site deal. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.